Well, it is day 8 of the KMCH Bring Me My Lunch contest. We are halfway through already as we deliver lunch to our farmers out in the fields and on the farm. And our winner today?
Mindy Burkle.
Mindy, how are you?
Good.
And you're farming over here in the Earlville area.
I am, yes.
Yeah. And with your dad?
Of course.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
I'm Dennis Burkle.
And tell us about your operation that you have here.
We have about 140 dairy cows, all ranging from Holstein, registered brown Swiss, and then we got a few Jerseys scattered in there. Yeah. And then we got, like 450 acres of crop ground that we're running between hay, beans, and corn.
I was telling you, when I think of the Burkle family, I think of dairy right away. And we were talking off air, you know, you've been involved as the Dairy Princess and Dairy Quiz Bowl. So many years in the dairy industry.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely something I love if I've stuck with it this long.
And how did you get started in the dairy industry?
I was born and raised here. Left for a couple years, worked off the farm on another dairy farm, and then just came back here and worked my way into the operation and purchased from my parents. And that story has been that way. Yeah. Just keep plugging away.
Well, good. And how has the fall harvest been going for you?
Really good. It's dry. It's actually, we're going to grind high moisture corn. And actually, it's going to start catching up with us if we don't get going and get something ground. We'll find some wetter corn somewhere to put in a silo. But I think we might luck out not having to buy much gas this fall.
I know. So looking good so far. How was the growing season for you?
We started off late this year because it was so cold. Yeah. But otherwise, the corn came back really nice. Yeah. You can't even tell.
No, we're very fortunate in this part of the state. You don't have to go very far to see some pretty tough-looking crops. Yeah. But we just lucked out, I guess.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys enjoy about farming and just being involved in the dairy industry? And
oh, I don't know. They say you're your own boss, but you better figure on working 7 days a week. But if you don't consider it work, then it ain't so bad.
How about you?
I think it's kind of cool to teach the public about like what we do here. I mean, I'm also on the Dairy Promoters Board, and you said I've Dairy Princess, Dairy Quiz Bowl, Dairy Judging, and then like kind of pushing it on social media too, just teaching the public about what we're doing.
That's cool. How do you do that on social media?
Actually, I do a lot on TikTok. I'm like a little over like 50,000 followers. Just kind of small, but like it's kind of cool to see like there's a lot of stuff people don't know about it. Yeah. And you think like that's common knowledge kind of deal.
I think that's impressive. 50,000?
Yeah.
Seems like a lot. That's really awesome. Well, you are a first-time winner with Bring Me My Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Answered on our second try this morning, but you got it right away. And so you get lunch today from Olivet Deli. So tell us who's going to be joining you for lunch.
Dad, of course. Boss man. My mother, and then my boyfriend will be coming after work to kind of get whatever's left.
Well, sounds good. Well, we appreciate you guys listening, and good luck the rest of the fall during the harvest season. We hope everything goes well for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.